News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, over the next few weeks here on News Talk, we are reimagining Ireland, examining some of the changes that we'd like to see across a range of areas in a post-pandemic world. Now, one habit set to change post-pandemic is the humble handshake. It's an act many hold dear, but is it now a thing of the past, or will we be back doing it in no time? Well, our reporter Josh Crosby has been out and about on the streets of Limerick to find out what people think.
Well, at the moment we can't do, you know, we don't handshake at all, we do the elbow thing, you know, that one.
Does it tell a lot about a person, the handshake?
It does. It welcomes you and you feel better after a handshake with someone.
Do you think handshakes are a thing of the past?
I do, really. There's no other way of putting this. I finished a job last year and basically we just the elbow touch with my boss. And you can tell that person from a good firm handshake or whatever. And also you can be disappointed by somebody if you get, I suppose, a wet handshake.
I should hope not. Because I like shaking hands. It's an introduction to somebody, isn't it? It's physical contact, which we haven't had any of lately. You'd always get a feel for somebody, like when you shake their hand, whether it's a kind of a cold fish handshake or a warm handshake or a firm handshake, you'd always get a feel for somebody from the way they shake your hands.
For thousands of years, the handshake has been used as a sign of peace, sealing a deal, or when just bumping into friends. But it is something that has been widely used when going for a job interview or holding one's trust on the verge of extinction due to increased awareness on hygiene. There's a mixture of opinions there from people on the streets of Limerick about the future of such a common gesture. I spoke with behavioural scientist Claire Coogan from BehaviourWise about the power of a simple handshake.
It's one of those unusual gestures that's universally recognised as a sign of goodwill. And I suppose the common theme throughout is that it signals trust and respect between people.
With the work that you've done over the years, what have you learned that the handshake triggers in the mind?
Well, it's actually very interesting. So any form of human touch gives us what we call a warm glow effect, whether that's a handshake or a hug or a massage. And when it comes to shaking hands, our brain releases a hormone called oxytocin, which is also known as the bonding hormone. And it got its name because it's the hormone that develops when a mother bonds with her child. And in all of us, oxytocin encourages a desire for connection or empathy. And it can help reduce anxiety levels and it builds trust. So when we shake hands effectively, we're sending a signal to our brain that we want to form or strengthen a connection with somebody, and that we want to show them that we trust them.
Right. So there's a lot more going on there than just the grip of one's hand.
Absolutely.
And do you think, will other gestures such as a fist or an elbow bump, will these be adopted, or does the handshake mean a lot more to people?
Well, I think in times of COVID, what's incredible is how adaptable we are as human beings. And when you think about it, it's really amazing how quickly we've adapted to this, because for thousands of years, our brains have associated handshakes with trust and connection. And now all of a sudden, we're associating them with potential contamination. We do need to find other ways to convey trust. And for example, simple things in communication like using eye contact, that can also trigger the release of oxytocin, or acknowledging people with a wave or a smile or a nod. All of those things reassure us and reaffirm that desire to connect. But I do think that long term, I do think that the handshake will come back.
Behavioural scientist Claire Coogan there, reminding people how other forms of communication can create a similar bond to the handshake, which has disappeared from our lives since the arrival of COVID-19. I asked these people in Limerick, do they see a day when they'll be shaking hands again?
If you meet an old buddy, you're going to shake his hand like. I mean, we have the skin washed off our hands at this stage.
Do you think handshakes will be a thing of the past?
No, just a matter of time before we get back to normal.
What is it about a handshake you like?
It's just a nice kind of gesture.
It's a good gesture. Yeah. It's like, how are you? Depends on the handshake. It can be a weak handshake or a very firm handshake.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've made your opinion on someone maybe in the past?
Yeah.
For sure.
That was the good people of Limerick there giving their thoughts on the future of the handshake to our own Josh Crosby. And we will have more on this topic throughout the day here on Newstalk. And we would love to know what ideas you might have to improve all our lives. So do get in touch by emailing reimaginingireland, all one word, at newstalk.com. And be sure to stay tuned. Shane, do you think you'll shake hands again with ease or with comfort?
I hope so. Yeah, I really hope so.
I do too.
A handshake is such an important part of our lives. I'd hate if it disappears.
I don't think a fist bump or an elbow bump.
Oh, it's not the same. You feel kind of ridiculous doing a fist bump or an elbow pump, don't you? Or an elbow, whatever. Is an elbow pump, is that what you call it? Whatever,
touching elbows. Elbows is the thing, but yeah.
It's cringy. Yeah, no, I really hope it comes back.